QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours and 1 minute local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, hearing none, a couple of announcements here. One, of course, the repeater power, transmitting power, is still a little bit diminished, kind of restricting its reach out there. Hopefully, as the weather conditions improve and we do a little further research, who knows, maybe it'll just fix itself. Anyway, probably due to the weather conditions anyway, this is what we're chalking it up to right now. Another announcement. Announcement for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. The monthly meeting is this Saturday coming up at 5:30 for the tech hour, 6:30 for the general meeting. That will be at the Big Bear Lake Fire Station in Big Bear Lake. All right, topic for the evening is just going to be kind of a loose topic. We're going to discuss some of the some of the items that we are adding to the repeater, some of the gear that's going to be going up there this year. And this is a thanks out to all of the club members who have supported this over the last many years, actually. So, anyway, right now we're going to do our little roster and get busy. Well, I know Mike's a little bit under the weather today. He gave me a phone call, and I know he was going to try to listen on Echolink. Mike, if you're out there and you want to come in on Echolink, that's fine. We'll give you a shot right here for you, WB6CLZ, and Cindy, WB6CIN.
K6BB.
I don't hear him out there anyway, but he could be listening. That's quite all right. Anyway, moving on down our list here, KA6CIA, George, are you out there? Hey, nothing heard there from George. Let's see, moving on down here to, you know what, here's somebody who might be out there, KI6SKN, Chris. Okay, nothing heard there. How about KJ6HCS, Mike? And nothing heard. How about WA6ITC, Rod?
Yeah, from Mike Williams, WA6ITC.
Well, good evening there, Rod, and I hope you can join us with our repeater discussion this evening. Anyway, thanks for being out there. Thanks for checking in. How about KJ6FIL, Mike, from Redlands?
Good evening, KJ6FIL.
Well, good evening, Mike, and by the way, real solid into the repeater, solid signal, so just to let you know, everything seems to be working great on your end down there. Next, I have KJ6KDL Jim and KJ6KDK Rosemary.
KJ6KDL here. KDK had to take a drive. Let's see if she'll check in on her own.
This is KJ6KDK checking in. Good evening.
All right, well, thanks for both of you checking in this evening, and thanks, Rosemary Mobile, checking in there. Appreciate that. Let's see, next I have here is K9AOG Steve. I don't know if he can hear me from Long Beach. He was last week. Yeah, nothing out there from Steven. Next, I have K6GBL Ron from Green Valley. Okay, here's somebody out there trying to check in. I'm not sure who it was, but hang with us there. Did miss somebody here. How about KI6IQA Kelly?
Yes, sir. KI6IQA. Yeah, I had to switch over and put it on the house antenna because the HT was, you were kind of bouncing in and out. So, yeah, maybe it's just cold weather in the shack. If we could get that guy that talks on Keller every morning from 5:30 to 7:30 and just blow all his hot air up there, it'd be nice and warm in the shack. Hi, hi.
Well, that's a good thought, and you're probably right. It could be inside or outside. Who knows? Anyway, appreciate you for being out there, Kelly. Thanks for checking in. And this is KF6Q with Tech Tuesday. Every Tuesday that we can. Next, I have AD6PL Harold. Okay, nothing heard there from Harold this evening, and we'll see if Clint's out there. He's been a pretty busy guy. How about K6LCS Clint? And nothing heard. How about KJ6PYV Dave?
Good evening, Tom and Ed. KJ6PYV.
Well, howdy, neighbor. Hey, thanks for being out there, Dave, and checking in. Thanks for being with us. I have W6JLM and W6KMM. I don't know if they're listening. Let's see if they're out there this evening.
We are. This is W6JLM. And Kenneth is right here, W6KMM. Everyone have a great evening.
All right. I heard him there, too. However, you cut off before we heard what he said. Maybe that was a good thing. I'm not sure. Thanks, Judith, Ken. Thanks for being out there. Appreciate that. Alrighty, not sure if we're hitting the low desert, but we're going to give a call out there to K6YNW, Chris, from the low desert. Alright, nothing heard, and not really surprised. How about, let's give Chip a call, W6POO. Chipper, are you out there from the low desert? Yeah, I don't think we're making it down there. Anyway, next I have KD6LAN Bill from Boulder Bay.
Yeah, good evening, Tom and the group. We'll be listening from under the car. KD6LAN.
You know, if your wife would quit driving over you in the driveway and running you down, you probably wouldn't be under that car so much. Thanks for being out there, Bill. Appreciate that. How about WA6DLB? Donna, are you out there? Okay, heard somebody trying to check in, not sure who it was, but anyway, got somebody almost breaking the repeater and holding it. Okay, let's see here. How about KJ6QYN Shelley from Apple Valley? Okay, nothing heard there. How about NQ7RD Rick? Let's see if Rick's out there. No Rick this evening. How about Ron, WA6HF?
Hey, Tom. Good evening. How's everything going? WA6HF.
Good evening, Ron. Thanks for joining us this evening, and appreciate all your input out there. All right. Next, I know he's probably still out there. Let's see. How about WA6HF? FIL, Mickey, I think I got that right, from Upper Moon Ridge.
Yes, I'm here and listening, WA6FIZ.
glad to have you out there. I hope that's, I got your call right, WA6FIZ. All right, good to have you out there. I'm not sure if this guy is going to be able to hear us. We'll see. From Santa Fe Springs, AE6CK, Victor. Okay, not hearing Victor out there. How about KA6ROD, Rod? No Rod this evening. How about KB6LTY, Christy from Apple Valley? And nothing from Christy. How about W6JET, Rob? And I've heard there from Rob. Let's see here, getting through my list of normal members. Let's see if Bob's out there. WA6MQF, Bob. And nothing heard. Well, I bet most people are probably trying to stay warm. No doubt, sir. Well, anyway, that is the list, as it varies a little bit from time to time, that I have in front of me. Anybody else out there would like to check in this evening, please come back to Net Control, KF6Q.
A2BBL, Alan from Moon Ridge.
Okay, Alan, got you in here. Thanks for checking in. And you know what? I got you on the list. I must have zigzagged here. Thanks for being out there. Anybody else?
KJ6RAY. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Ray. And you know what? I think I did jump the list here a little bit. I'm sorry, because I do have you on here, Ray. I'm glad to have you out there checking in from Chino Hills, I believe. Appreciate that. How's our signal into Chino Hills?
I am all better right now using my Echolink radio, TMV 710.
Okay, roger that. Well, thanks for checking in mobile from the 710 via Echolink. Appreciate that. Anybody else out there like to check in, please come back. All right, I think we got everybody out there, and appreciate everybody joining us this evening, those who can't. The repeater, obviously, got a power issue there. And I'm wondering out there, we have a couple of listeners out there, if you can remember back, I'm going to say it was the 2009-2010 winter, and I do believe that was right after we did have a big snow, the big snow. I remember even back up into March, we had a very weird repeater problem up there. It was like at that time was starting to stay high in the sky later on the day. As soon as the sun went down, of course, the temperature up here drops like a rock, and the repeater power would fall off. It would fall off to the point where even somebody within the local Moon Ridge, Big Bear City, Big Bear, Sugarloaf area would not even hardly bring it up. Anybody out there that remembers that, please come back. All right, well, possibly not. I know that at that time, and I'm not sure if that's March is when we did start the Tech Tuesday, Mike and myself, March, and I believe that was of 2010. And I think this might have been before that, because I know we didn't have an issue with the net. But what had happened is the repeater power would fall off, whether it be the input sensitivity or whatever. We never did really find out what it was. It did go away as the weather warmed up. It simply vanished. We made a trip up there to the repeater site that summer, inspected everything, of course, and found absolutely nothing wrong, nothing loose. So anyway, it was just one of those mysteries. So I do believe it could be just some ice buildup. Ron, you've got some experience with repeaters. Any other comments you could throw out there to help us out with that? I appreciate that. WA6HF, this is KF6Q.
Yeah, Tom. I don't know. The way I always used to do it, I'd take my bird watt meter and I'd start at the antenna, you know, and just see what kind of power I'm getting out at the antenna and work my way down back, you know, just backtrack. And that seems to be the best way to do it, you know. If you're only getting, 20 watts out of the antenna and you got a 100-watt amplifier, you know something's wrong. So, but be willing to go up there and do that with you if you want.
Well, I really appreciate that. I think Rod, who is out there, WA6ITC, is out there listening. We did have a repeater power issue this last summer, similar to this, but in the middle of summer. And using Rod's, bird watt meter, basically did the same thing and found a huge power difference on about a, what was it, Rod, maybe a 24-inch piece of coax, which we deemed bad and said that this had to go. Fortunately, brought some jumpers for testing, installed one, and that was actually coming right out of the cavity and attaching to the polyphaser. It looks like something had been changed in the past, and the way things were, it had got bent a little bit too tight for that diameter of coax, and once that was replaced, everything was well. Rod, if you're still out there at WA6ITC, do you think this issue would have anything to do with something similar, or any input on what could happen with that ice? You worked for years with repeaters and stuff with Disneyland down in Anaheim. I'm sure they didn't have a lot of ice, but what would be your input on what we have going on right now?
Well, if I'm not there and can't actually do some things, you're just guessing, and you have no, it could be a temperature problem, or who knows, it's or transfer problem, but it does seem to be receiving pretty good, so I don't think it's the same problem we had the last time, WA6ITC.
Yeah, and all we are is guessing, of course, and which is really, this is just going to be theories. One thing, I mean, I know that we can actually, just about every receiver will be very forgiving with SWR mismatches or problems like that, and you can just about have anything for a receiver antenna. However, when you try to transmit through that, that's a whole different story. So that could be a key. If we had something, some issue with the antenna system causing a higher SWR or reflected power, my guess, and it's a guess, would be that, we're still going to get a pretty good receive signal, and it's probably not the best receive signal. It's probably just a receive signal, not too bad, but definitely cutting the power, because of the reflected power. So that's just a guess. Now, what is causing that? Who knows? It's all up in the air. Anybody else out there with any thoughts or opinions besides FIL with the hairdryer? Because, Mike, we got to get a really long cord for that thing. But anybody with any thoughts, please come back to KF6Q.
Hey, Tom, do you guys have a circulator isolator on that output?
No, all we've got is the duplexers, and that's about it. And out of the duplexer, we go through a polyphaser just for, lightning protection. And all those connections are really good. At least they were the last time we left them. From the polyphaser internal, this is all internal to the shack. Polyphaser, we have a jumper that goes to this pass-through baffle. I'm going to say I think it's like a piece of either plywood or aluminum or something. Anyway, this is basically a UHF connector. Excuse me. Probably not you. No, it's a not UHF. It's N connector. I think everything up there is N connectors. And on the other side, very short length going to the antenna. So that's pretty much it. Of course, from the duplexers, we've got the receive and transmit legs up there in the shack coming down, into the cabinet. And I'm sure there's a lot of that stuff could be reworked, replaced, just to clean it up. It's been there for a long time. A couple extra jumpers, I would say, that could actually be one piece of coax. That's pretty much it. Anyway, any thoughts? Back to you, Ron. WA6HF, KF6Q.
Yeah, Tom, I just know all our stuff that we did, we put a circulator isolator on there, and basically what it does, it's like if the antenna gets hit by lightning or something, or, you know, loses its SWR, all the RF out of the amplifier is going to recirc into a, all the back stuff that's coming back, you know, the reflected power is going to come back into a dummy mode and not destroy the amplifier. So that's kind of a good idea too. So just a thought.
Okay, well, that would be something we could look at this year. We are doing, we've got some upgrades going up there, and, you know, that probably wouldn't be a bad idea, especially as we get towards summer. And we do know we get lightning up here, that's for sure. But yeah, great idea. That would be good. In the meantime, though, I guess we're going to be stuck until the snow goes away. Not that we can't get up there. Going up the chair is fine. And if this doesn't clear up in the next week or so, maybe we could get up there with a watt meter and check it out. In the meantime, I will take the suggestion of Mickey, and something we were talking about earlier is basically see if we get somebody to take a picture up there. Unfortunately, most hams aren't really skiers, or at least not the ones on the Tech Tuesday net. Anybody else out there with any thoughts, please come back, KF6Q.
This is Kilo Echo 7, Quebec HR Bravo.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on Echolink. Go ahead, come back.
Yeah, this is Station Kilo Echo 7, Quebec HR Bravo. Local time is 7:23 p.m. and temperature here in Federal Way, Washington is 35 degrees. Over.
Well, good to hear you from Washington. Yeah, this is KF6Q with a Tech Tuesday net. Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec on the K6BB repeater. And glad that you're in there with us this evening from Washington. How are the temperatures? What kind of weather you had up there? I know we've been having a lot of cold weather here, and our repeater itself is a little bit under the weather. Still getting good usage out here, but yeah, we're having some issues, so. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, the weather hasn't been too bad out here. It's just been really cold. And we had about a week worth of fog. I don't know if I think it broke up eventually this morning, so that was kind of nice. This is KE7QXB.
KE7QXD, this is, like I said, Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec. Well, good to hear that, and glad you could join us this evening. We've had some very clear weather, but cold weather here in Big Bear Lake, Southern California, and also currently 7:24 in the evening. And, of course, Big Bear Lake is approximately 6,800 feet elevation varying. But our repeater is way up around 8,800 feet above the valley on a mountaintop, or thereabouts, that elevation. And it gets very, very chilly up there. And, of course, with some of the snowstorms and weather we've had lately, we've had some, I'm going to say, record lows over the last week. And, we just really well below zero, 10, 20 degrees below zero. So it's daytime now, starting to warm up, and the lows aren't as low. Back to you.
Yeah, but that really plays havoc on that repeater, doesn't it? Got to go up there and shake it off sometimes. This is KE7QXB, back to net control. And thank you for letting me sit in on your guys' net tonight. This is Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-Ray Bravo, Handle is Brett.
Okay, Brett, I had that right. Glad you're sitting in with us, and name here is Tom. And, yeah, we do this just about every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, so feel free to join us anytime through Echolink. Echolink is always up and running. We only had a breakdown once this last year and got that issue fixed. So, well, anyway, anybody else out there with some ideas or thoughts, you know, I think we have explored a couple of different things what we have to do. But with that all said and done with, like I said, if you're local to the repeater, like Mike, KJ6FIL, I know when you were in the repeater earlier, sounded like it was a little scratchy, but you're really solid now. Have you noticed any meter changes even in the last half an hour? KJ6FIL, KF6Q.
No, I haven't noticed anything different. You're still a little scratchy, but like I say, I'm on the Yagi that's pointed directly up that way. You're still don't have full strength like it used to be. I haven't tried it lately, but if I went back to my Diamond, it'd probably be all scratch. Question, Tom. Did you get those pictures I sent you earlier?
Well, you mean the ones with the quad with the tractors with the treads on them and pulling the sled with all the kids in it? Is that the ones?
Roger, Roger. Yeah, that's the one. You don't need your extension cord. All you need is a generator in your hair dryer.
Well, there you go. Okay. No, those are great pictures. That's a pretty cool sled. you need to get a fleet of those things, though, but my gosh, wouldn't they be expensive, huh? Well, good deal. Yeah, have you ever, for grins, with that Yagi, is there a way you could flip over to the input just to see if you can catch me on the input?
Yeah, I can, but you'd have to talk for a couple of minutes. Probably give me at least a 10 call or something.
Okay, well, while I'm talking, tell you what, you see if you can, you know, pick me up on the input just for grins, and I know you're probably not. I think we, you know, you're pretty tight to the hill for me just to bounce over with this. But, yeah, anyway, what I do want to talk about tonight, too, this evening, some of the great things that we have coming up with the, we have a brand new repeater to Kenwood. It's the latest and greatest out there, and a lot of features on the Kenwood that's going up there. It's purchased. We have it. We also have an ARC controller. Also very cool. All this stuff is rack mount. Going in our cabinet up there. The greatest part is that there's a lot of extra inputs into the controller. A lot of stuff that we can actually be able to monitor some of the stuff, which we cannot do. The very old repeater we have up there now from the early 1990s. And with that said, technology of the early 1990s, and with that, we have a lot of great features for phone patch. However, we do not have a phone line, and not too many people use that anymore. So back then, that was the big issue. That was the big thing. And at this point in time, it's all about linking and different types of other stuff, cool stuff. Anyway, Mike, how's that for the 10 call? This is KF6Q Tech Tuesday and the group. Mike, any luck on the reverse?
Actually, squelch down here. It's kind of funny because I've heard you before when you're on, I think it's 480, and it's it's a little bit better than what I'm getting down here on you right now. KJ6FIL, back to you.
Okay, you did cut out a bit. That's another problem we have. That's something else to do with the repeater. Boy, hopefully all this will go away when we get back up there. So you actually, you got a copy. Well, that's good. Glad to hear that. Not that it's a great thing. Basically, I'm just running 50 watts into a diamond something or other. I think it has about 6 dB gain or something like that. So it's the 10-foot tall diamond, whatever that one is. Anyway, well, good deal. Appreciate that. Let me reset here real quick. Yeah, with this new gear we have coming up this year, it's already purchased. We purchased it last year on last year's budget with funds left over, of course, to keep in reserve. And I appreciate and thank, as the president of the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, everyone out there who has already supported us in 2013. Some of you out there have actually donated additional funds, which that is always greatly appreciated. And, you know, with that said, we currently have about 113 members already paid in through 2013. Just put a few more things in the bank, got a couple more people out there. We have about 10 new members also, ballpark. The number of about 10 new members already joined the club within the last 30 days. That is pretty cool. So, got a few people out there that will be, of course, rejoining us in 2013, but generally give them about the first few months to get all that stuff in there. Let me reset. Anyway, with these funds voted through last year, one of the best things we can do is upgrade the equipment, and for obvious reasons, we can see right now one of those applications. We also have a 6 gigahertz microwave link that will be set up to downlink all that information down here. What all this will do is essentially from down here right now, we will be able to monitor things like temperature, wind speed, output power. We'll be monitoring SWR, all that stuff from right here without making that trip. So if we actually can monitor some of that down here, what will happen is we'll have at least an idea or a clue, as they say, of what possibly has gone wrong. Also, to be added in this year, a couple of different things. We have an application in for a UHF frequency pair. We are planning to add equipment, another UHF repeater with that frequency pair when that comes around, and that will be coming up this year. Also, that will dovetail in nicely with this new controller, so that'll be working all together with that. It'd be great. So possibilities with that controller of linking a lot of stuff together. Got a lot of other things coming up with camera feeds, so we can get some camera feeds coming down here. Once we get this all up and running, camera feed will probably be the last thing. We will make that available out on the internet, so not only will you talk on the repeater, you can basically look at it or look from it anyway around Big Bear Lake. Cool part of that, of course, the camera will be pan tilt zoom, meaning that it'll be just about 360 degrees of rotation, a little bit of tilt and zoom function also, all to be added in. And we're going to actually dovetail this with Bear Mountain. Bear Mountain would love to have this. They've already said that. In the wintertime, this will look from the top of the highest ski run in Southern California, which is, where we're at with this. Anyway, a lot of good stuff. There's even more on the slate besides that. That's a couple of the prime things. Anybody else out there, any questions about some of this great stuff we're going to be adding this year, please come back to KF6Q. All right, well anyway, like I said, the meeting will be this Saturday, and we'll probably be discussing a lot of this stuff too and some of the plans of what's going to happen this year. Also, a couple of events we'd like to add to our calendar with the club as the weather gets better, and it does get really nice up here in the summertime. Got a couple other things. We have a new events director, a volunteer, who's volunteered to help us out with that, and have another person also working on some of the other stuff on the side. So it's going to be a pretty good year, so stay tuned. We're going to have fun. Well, anyway, glad we could at least chat that up a little bit this evening, and like I said, hopefully we'll be getting this issue resolved there. We'll get that out, and we'll see what happens. We're supposed to get some rain coming in, possibly with the warmer storm coming in, maybe that'll help. It's hard to say, but anyway, before we close in that this evening, anybody out there with anything to add or ask or suggest, please come back to KO6Q.
Oh, hey, Tom, just wanted to reiterate, I'll do a ride-along up to the mountain if you want. Bring my bird watt meter and all my goodies of cables and stuff like that. So, had a lot of problems when we had a repeater. You know, a lot of the cables were bad and stuff like that. So, anyway, just throwing it out there. WA 6HF.
Okay, Ron, appreciate that. I may take you up on that. Of course, this time of year, as our road crosses the actual ski runs, the access road, so from where we are at with our repeater, trying to cross up there on that road would be like a crosswalk across the freeway with all the skiers coming through there. So the best thing that we do in the winter, if we have to go up there, is up the chair, and they are really good to work with us on that, and I can set that up. Let's see what happens over the next week or so, and if we do, of course, the only thing you'll need to bring is maybe snowshoes. Not sure how deep it is up there, but you know, it might be a little bit rough just with boots. So it is a triple chair, so basically what's been done in the past is like two passengers and the gear can go in the middle seat, and you know, that works out pretty good. So all the stuff up there is accessible without a ladder, so we can pretty much get to everything. So maybe that's a thought. Let's see what happens, and if we do, I would greatly appreciate that, Ron.
Yeah, no problem, Tom. Yeah, just let me know. Send me an email or call me on the phone. Let me give you my cell real quick. It's
754-358-5909. Okay, roger that. Yeah, I probably do have it if it's on your club roster information, so appreciate that. And, yeah, that would be good. I know that WA6ITC Rod, basically we went up the last summer and brought a couple things up there. And, of course, that was, you know, it's not really too much like rocket science to trace the stuff down. And we can guess about it forever. We've tried some stuff where we have a spare repeater up there. And, actually, with the new one we have, we will now, the club will own three. We're going to actually pull one off the mountain and actually set that up here off the mountain top. So we will actually have back, if for whatever reason that whole hilltop went away, we could still actually have another repeater set up down here real close by. And it may only reach out in the valley. It might reach out there, probably hit... I would imagine we've done some simplex tests and that, and from this location, but it would be a higher gain antenna, so it would probably hit well into Sun City and Orange County as we've had that work. So anyway, a lot of cool stuff up and coming, and Ron, appreciate that offer.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we had on our 900, we had it was one cable. It was a coupler cable going through the duplexer, and it was bad. So coming out of a duplexer, it was like, you know, throwing 100 watts in there and then getting like 12 watts out or something like that. So you never know.
Which is what we found, and it was intermittent. That was the weird part, is sometimes it would work, and then sometimes it wouldn't. And I don't think we ever did resolve it. You just replaced the cable. I think Rod took the cable home. Still couldn't get it to act up. Might have been just a quick, the steep bend in it. Maybe the center conductor migrating. Who knows? Maybe it'd get to, it was hard to say, but replacement worked. And it was about the same. We have approximately, I'm going to say about 30 some odd watts going into the duplexer, 22 watts coming out of the duplexer. So it was, even with 22 watts, which is not a lot of power, it's amazing that we reached to Kingman, Arizona. We reached to Chula Vista down by San Diego. We reach out to Mount Whitney. Parts of Las Vegas. It's incredible, the range. Because a lot of that is done with the antenna, great antenna, and the height that we have. So with all that said, yeah, we were dropping down to, I think it was about 1 or 2 watts. Rod was taking all the measurements on that, and yeah, that's it's amazing what one little piece of coax will do.
Yeah, did you guys ever think about getting a PA, like maybe a DPL amp or a TE systems, throwing it on there?
Well, the new repeater actually has a higher power rating. I'm going to say it's got about 50 watts, I think, coming out without, you know, looking through the records here. So I know it's a little bit higher powered. I don't think there's any issues with our range with TASMA. Yeah, but, of course, you know, we're registered in with what we have, and we start changing that around, and we might get in trouble or might not. So we'll have to see. And I think the only thing that would be it's a 6-can duplexer, so we have a pretty good separation with that. I'd like to experiment, kick that up a little bit. For whatever reason, there were reports years ago, and I'm not sure if something moved or changed, but actually the range sometime back used to be a little bit further out, so not sure why. But anyway, maybe we can kick that out there, kick it up a notch, as they say.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your deal is with the TASMA or Scrubba or whatever. But yeah, typically, most of them, everybody was running like 100 watts, something like that. And then also you might think about in your plans a preamplifier on the 2-meter side. That'll bring in the weak stations into your repeater.
Yeah, roger that. I think there's somewhat of a preamp in the repeater we have now, and I'm not going to say that it's the best in the West. There's been issues with it in the past. It's supposedly working fine right now, to the best of our knowledge. So, some other, that would be good. And like I say, with a little more power, it would actually extend the range both ways, listening and transmitting. So, a little extra kick out there. I know there's some areas that get way out there, get a little bit weak. It'd be nice to have those. And I know that, believe it or not, it has knife-edged over Saddleback Mountain, right down into almost the base on the other side of by Lake Forest. I've been over there using a little radio trickery, using just a mobile rig to get in here. So it does amazing things. But we do have Sanji. That is our big block. And so sometimes we sneak around that a little bit. But, we have that one little bit of shadow to the south. But, yeah, well, anyway, good deal. Sounds like we got a lot of good plans coming up.
All right, John, sounds good. All right, I'll let you go. I just wanted to chime in there and say if you need some help, let me know. So, all right, talk at you later. Have a good evening, and we'll jump out of here. KFQ, WA6HF.
Okay, Ron, greatly appreciated, and, you know, thanks for all that help. It's actually, it's all, you know, I've had quite a few people this last year help with different issues, and I appreciate all that help. Appreciate it all, of course. Sometimes rather lonely at the top of the mountain. Anyway, well, before I close the net formally here, anybody else out there, any comments, please come back to KF6Q. QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net. We'll be closing the net at 1900 hours and 46 minutes this evening. I do appreciate everybody out there checking in and joining us. And, of course, you know, a lot of times we will be covering issues out of QST. However, there's been a couple local issues with the repeater. Always good to chat that up and get a lot of input. So, anyway, everybody take care. Stay dry. Stay warm as much as possible. And hopefully we'll see you again next week at 1900 hours right here on the K6BB repeater. This is KF6Q. We'll be returning the repeater back to normal use.